This is the Community Forum, a public affairs presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. Welcome to the program. It's good to have you along. It is almost summer, and we're going to be talking about something that people often do in summer, and that is tourism. Sometimes to this area, sometimes we head to other areas, but tourism itself is a big part of the Susquehanna Valley, and whether you know it or not, it's a year-round event. Judy Machasek is with us. She's the interim director at the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. We're going to talk about tourism in the area and what the Bureau does to facilitate it. Welcome to the program, Judy.
Judy, how long have you been at the helm here?
I was named interim director in May of 2025, so just under 1 year in this role.
Talk about the job. What, you know, being the head of a visitors bureau, what do most people kind of expect of you, and are they accurate?
Well, I think first and foremost, people expect that everybody at a visitors bureau is there to give directions to people and get them from point A to B, which my husband finds hilarious because I have absolutely no sense of direction. But we do have people on staff who can get you from point A to Z, so I don't want to give you the wrong impression. A visitors bureau does give out information and maps. But a bigger part of what we do comes from our role as a tourism marketing agency. So we market a region, our region, Susquehanna River Valley, as a desirable destination to potential travelers to stimulate economic growth through visitor spending.
How much has the role of a tourism bureau changed over the years in this area specifically? Because you've got a lot more going on than when I was a kid.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, marketing as a field is ever evolving. So you really need to stay very current on where your audiences are and how to meet them, anywhere from Facebook to Instagram to websites to publications. And now, you know, you have TikTok and AI in the mix. So things are really ever evolving from a marketing standpoint. But more and more visitors bureaus are also engaging with their elected officials for destination development and being part of that equation to build up their assets in attracting visitors.
And certainly, like you said, the social media thing, I mean, you guys have to keep up with that because that's where people are going now.
Absolutely. And it's not only about Judy from the Visitors Bureau getting on social media and telling people, hey, we've got a great area here. Come and see us. That is certainly part of it. But we're also working with travel writers and influencers who have local and loyal audiences in their prospective areas. And there's a difference between a recommendation from a loyal person that you follow on Instagram than the destination itself trying to sell itself to you.
And I think a lot of people that live in this area probably don't think of it as an area for tourists, but certainly there are people that come here. Give us an idea of how big the tourism, how important it is to this area.
Absolutely. So we get a report from the State Tourism Agency every year, but it's always 2 years after it has happened because it takes 2 years to collect all of the data. But according to that report, in 2024, we saw $469.5 million come into our three-county region as a result of visitor spending. That is a visitor spending their money at our attractions, our gas stations, our lodging facilities, restaurants, and shops.
And how has it changed? And how long has that taken? Like I said, 50 years ago when I was a little kid, I probably could have named maybe Knoebels as an area here in this region, but there's it's constantly being addressed.
Yes, so we absolutely have a lot of really great attractions like Knoebels, like your historical sites like Mifflinburg Buggy Museum. But over the past 10 years, 15 years, we've also seen a great increase in outdoor recreation, not only in our region, but throughout the country. I think COVID was part of that. People needed to go somewhere. And the place that they felt safe going was outside. And in the process discovered they loved being outside. So this industry, outdoor recreation, has exploded in the state of Pennsylvania. And when you have a rural destination like Susquehanna River Valley with hiking, cycling, paddling, hunting, fishing, off-roading, all of the things, we really benefited from the trend that we're seeing in outdoor recreation.
I'm not sure if it counts as a tourism spot, but during the pandemic, I remember my wife and daughter and I going to the Montour Preserve to dig up fossils because it was outside.
Absolutely. You know, and those are the kinds of things. And people are always looking for family-friendly activities. In times when budgets are tighter, they're looking for budget-conscious travel. So we click all of those boxes, and we're also very easy to get to with so many routes crossing through the center of PA.
Speaking of COVID, what has changed? Did it completely alter everything, or were there some temporary changes that have gone back, or kind of just changed the way you address things?
We saw, certainly, as did every Visitors Bureau and travel-related business, a hit, you know, during the COVID months. But it was predicted that small rural destinations would be some of the first to rebound, especially those with lots of outdoor recreation, because that's where the interest was. And we saw that. That was very true for us. We have seen that continue to increase, so we still have that outdoor recreation traveler, and we need, as a community, to meet the demands of that new trend. We also have seen a new kind of worker, that hybrid nomad worker who doesn't have to be in their office 7 days a week. So now they can take their trip to the Susquehanna River Valley, and instead of making a weekend trip, they have longer to explore.
Where are people coming in from to this area? Is it generally a pass-through kind of thing, or, you know, are you finding this is the place they're aiming for?
We actually see over 2 million visitors every year, and they're aiming for here. Those aren't pass-through people. They're folks that are spending several hours here, and they typically make several trips a year. These people are coming primarily from other areas in Pennsylvania, especially your urban centers, again, looking to get outside. And then we also see quite a bit of traffic from other mid-Atlantic states. For instance, New York has some stricter laws regarding off-roading. So we have some great off-roading assets in Lower Northumberland County with Anthracite Outdoor Adventure Area. So really, we draw from a wide variety of people, and we need to address those audiences in different ways.
And as a resident of this area, how does tourism benefit me, even if I'm not going to the attraction or taking advantage of whatever's here?
Well, that $469.5 million is a great story, but it's only part of the story, because people spend their money at Knoebels, but then in order to keep their doors open, Knoebels needs to hire landscapers, and they need to hire, buy potatoes from that local farmer, or buy tickets or prizes for their games, which means that that money grows and goes into industries you wouldn't have expected. And finally, Knoebels and all of those industries hire local people who then spend their money locally at movie theaters and getting their nails done, taking their dog to the vet. So it's a big financial burden. And if you want to take it down to the tax level, that would represent about $28 million in local and state taxes. And if that would disappear in order to recoup that money, that comes back then to the residents. And, you know, you divide it by $147,000, that's about $150 to $160 more in taxes annually that we could see without the benefit of visitor spending.
And people certainly come to this area from further than we might think. I know when I was a kid, Knoebels was taken for granted because it was, you know, just a few miles away over the hill kind of thing. But now I know I have relatives in York County that will come up every summer.
Knoebels receives national awards every year. It's really an incredible asset, and it's amazing how many people know about Knoebels, not even just from the state of PA, but beyond. And we do see visitors from all 50 states and even some international travelers. Like I said, they're not our main focus for our marketing efforts, but we see them come to visit us and explore what we have to offer.
What are some of the things around here that people that live here their whole lives may not really even be aware of?
Absolutely. Or, you know, we're blessed to have so many of those great attractions. But the one that consistently surprises people is T&D's Cats of the World in Penn's Creek. So Penn's Creek, if you think about it, cornfields, you've got the creek. You might hear a lion roar on the other side of those cornfields. And it is an animal rescue for exotic species. They home over 300 rescued animals, literally your lions and tigers and bears, oh my. And they do it for all the right reasons, to give these animals safe places to thrive. But because of this, you also have to be aware of their hours and times, because they do give the animals some privacy. But if you go to their website, you see when they're open, it is absolutely worth a trip. Beautiful rescue and with a lot of natural habitats.
And I have heard people comment on that and say, did you ever go to this place?
Yes. We go to travel shows and talk to people. We talk to people in the office. And a lot of times we will show them and say, have you been here? Have you been here? They've heard of it or they've been here. T&D is always like, no, what is that? So yeah, that's definitely something we always tell people about.
And another one that I discovered, and it's been a while now, but was the Buggy Museum in Mifflinburg. That just I did a story on it years ago, and it was just completely fascinating to me. And I'm thinking, how did I not know about this?
Yes, absolutely. I think people sometimes they know about the Buggy Museum, but they haven't visited the Buggy Museum. And the Buggy Museum is a wonderful historical site and very, very interesting as to how, you know, Mifflinburg became known as Buggy Town.
Now, as we head into summer season, is there any specific things you're kind of focused on now, or is it a matter of that's already set in stone, now we're looking ahead to the fall?
No, certainly we're always aware because, you know, yes, you are starting to plan for the fall, but you also have people visiting and they want to know what there is to do, you know, now, next week, next month. So we've got a lot of focus, like the rest of the country has right now, on the birthday that we're going to be celebrating here for the U.S., the semi-quincentennial celebration, or 250th. I love that word. It's our $1 word for 2026. And we've got some... We've always had a lot of interest in fireworks. Fireworks are very, very, people are looking, where can they see the best fireworks? So we always have that interest. This year, we've got many more displays happening anytime from mid-June to late July. And those celebrations are expected to be bigger. For instance, Union County Veterans 4th of July Parade and firework display, they bring in people from all over to see those fireworks. This year, those fireworks are going to be headlined by the Union County's first drone show. So it should be really exciting, and we're really happy to be able to promote it.
And not too long ago, the Bureau moved. Give us an idea of where it is now. It's very visible, I guess you could say.
Yes, absolutely. We were right off the bypass in Montandon. So our address is 2733 State Route 45, Milton. But we're in the former Montandon Elementary School, right off the bypass. We have a Sheetz going in right next door. So we're really excited to see even more traffic, both locals and visitors, come into the visitor center. We have things that we can tell both the local people about and the visitors.
I was thinking of that on the way in here. I thought, man, that having that kind of business right next to the tourism, it's going to open it up here for you guys.
Absolutely. We're really excited to see the increase that we'll have from it. And again, we want our local people to know that we are their visitors bureau too. We do packets of information for brides that are having a wedding with out-of-town guests. We often talk to grandparents who have their grandchildren visiting and want to know what to do with them. In fact, we call them our backyard tourists, and we're celebrating them in June 1st through 5th for our Backyard Tourism Week celebration. It'll be a time for our locals to come in get some free goodies and be able to sign up for some great prizes that have been offered by our partner businesses.
Alrighty, so coming up in June, you said?
June 1st through 5th.
Alrighty. Are you kind of looking at a change in the climate in tourism in the coming years? You know, are you kind of trying to project what to expect and what you're going to be doing in 10 years for tourism?
We're always looking ahead and we're always watching trends. It can be a little bit hard to predict human behavior. Our younger generations, though, are showing an interest in authentic downtowns, local culture, and agritourism. So again, all of that is trending in a great way for the Susquehanna River Valley. I read an article about how to create the authentic downtown experience. Well, we are the authentic downtowns in Susquehanna River Valley. So we are really excited to see what this next chapter holds. And of course, the way people look for information is always changing. So AI is going to be a factor in how people make their travel plans. And we're looking at that right now so we can stay on the top of those curves.
And I'm guessing that after the numbers you told me about as far as money and the taxes, and that I would guess, work closely with local government entities?
Yes, absolutely. The Visitors Bureau has always been that community partner. But we are getting more and more involved and connected with our local officials and our local governments, because building out a destination is important as well. You know, you need to continually look at the demand that visitation is creating, and you need to rise to meet that demand. So very often I'm asked for letters of support for different recreation or visitor-centric projects, or we're asked to sit at the table and talk about what this could mean and what people should be looking at when they're thinking about making changes to a destination. How does tourism play into that equation?
Okay. Before we wrap it up on the program today, let me ask you, somebody says, Judy, I want to do a couple things this summer, maybe something new. Are there new things that are happening this year?
There's always new things that are happening. I would direct people to our calendar at visitcentralpa.org. We have a really robust calendar of events. I challenge anyone who says there's just nothing to do in Central PA to check out that calendar, because we will fill every weekend if you are so inclined.
Always something going on around here.
That's right. There really is. One of the things that I dread the most is people who say, oh, there's just nothing to do. I really counter that and say, you know, get out and explore your communities and support your local businesses. There's a lot that we can be proud of right here in Susquehanna River Valley.
And we talked about kind of behind the scenes work here, but do you also have just drop-ins from the highway?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. We have people that will stop in. In fact, we had one visitor in the past month who walked in the door and said, well, I keep seeing everything that you're talking about on social media, so I'm here now. Tell me what to do. So, and the team here will work and find out, what are your interests? Are you a person who enjoys wineries and breweries? Are you a person who likes to look at antiques or have special shopping experiences? Or do you want those kid-friendly activities? There's a little bit of something everything here. We have something for everyone, and we will find that itinerary that matches the visitor.
Best way to stay in touch with what's going on, through your website, through social media?
Both. I mean, our website, visitcentralpa.org, is where you get that glimpse of everything that's happening. If you want to follow us, we are on Facebook as Susquehanna River Valley, but you will also find us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And those entities have some great current and exciting content that is really consistently pushed out, but ultimately they will drive you back to the website where you can learn more.
I always like the Facebook reminders saying, are you going to this? Are you interested? And if you say interested, they're going to remind you of it. So you got your own little helper there online.
Absolutely.
Thanks for joining us on the program today, Judy. Judy is the interim director of the Susquehanna River Valley Visitors Bureau. And again, their website is visitcentralpa.org. You can learn all about the organization and learn all about what's going on here in the Valley. Or you can stop by their headquarters, which is just off Route 147. And it is right next to the big sheets that's just being installed right now. Thanks for joining us, Judy Maciejczyk. And we thank you, the listener, for tuning in. This has been a presentation of the Montrose Broadcasting Corporation. The views expressed on the community forum by our guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the moderator, staff, or management of this station.